WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 51 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Law Office of Brian Turner, exclusively representing fathers' rights. Go to brianturnerlaw.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board has endorsed recommendations by a task force of administrators and teachers to improve discipline issues.
Felicia Benford, who is one of two board members who are also on the task force, was among the speakers at yesterday's board workshop.
It was those teachers that actually say, you know, we have a problem in Bryan ISD. And you got one there that's saying the kid threw a chair at her. And she wasn't mad about it. She was trying to find a solution to try to alleviate some of these things happening.
The board approved the addition of 10 educators as campus behavior management specialists. Bryan ISD's Director of Professional Development, Kelly Norgaard, says they'll be ready to assist at the start of the next school year.
I get calls quite early. We have 19 first-year teachers on our campus, and we've got three that we can already tell you that they're going to struggle. And so instead of waiting until we've done lots of feedback and walkthroughs and all this, we can get somebody in there earlier to intervene so that instruction and achievement are not negatively affected by the fact that our teacher did not quite have the capacity to get all the skills that we needed her to have before she met our kids.
The additional staff's estimated cost almost $700,000. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Last Saturday's return of the Edge Community Center political rally, potluck, and dessert auction was a big hit. That's according to the center's secretary, Dee Dee Bright. She says the fundraiser went so well that the center's outstanding tax bill will be paid off 6 months ahead of schedule. Last August, the center's new board discovered there was more than $7,500 due in back taxes, penalties, and attorney's fees. Tonight is the last of the Brazos Valley stops for the Federal Railroad Administration's public hearings regarding Texas Central Partners Bullet Train Environmental Draft Review. Tonight's hearing is at Navasota Middle School from 6 until 10. Meantime, TCP has announced its final terminal location for their high-speed passenger train between Houston and Dallas. The Houston location will be the former Northwest Mall, which has been closed for a year. Last month, TCP announced terminals near Roanes Prairie to serve the Brazos Valley and at the Dallas Convention Center. Last week's Brazos County Commission meeting included an update on acquiring 130 rifle-resistant body vests for sheriffs, constables, county attorney, and district attorney's offices.
It's not something that the deputies will wear constantly, but it'll be available at their reach, so if they get into a situation where they're facing a rifle, they can put this on.
Sheriff Chris Kirk says the vests contain a ceramic plate, which is estimated to weigh 10 to 12 pounds. The estimated $120,000 cost of the vests comes from a state grant. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 51 degrees. The text line is open. We'd love to hear from you this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by the Law Office of Brian Turner. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At the Law Offices of Brian Turner, they exclusively fight for the rights of fathers. Period. Dads have the right to remain dads following a divorce. Brian Turner can help you fight this battle. Brian Turner Law advocates for deserving dads to ensure his time with his children. He also works hard to protect the client's home, retirement, or other important assets, and has a flat fee for consultation. Call the Law Offices of Brian Turner, 979-583-9200. Family law for fathers, period. For you and the sake of your kids, BrianTurnerLaw.com.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad is in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and the best wedding entertainment in town. Brazos Valley Bride is over 150 pages of all things bride. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, contact Dale Hendry with Brian Broadcasting at 979-695-9595.
Why wait until your pest issues become a pest? One call does it all. Hassle-free, guaranteed residential year-round pest control from award-winning Swoboda Pest Control. Only $25 per month. Google Swoboda. Protect your home against roaches, rats, mice, spiders, silverfish, scorpions, pantry pests, and some ants. Guaranteed with just one phone call and $25 per month. Google Swoboda. Remember, year-round pest control coverage for only $25 per month.
It's always a great day at Swoboda Pest and Termite Control.
Good morning at 6:10. Infomaniacs, Newstalk 1620 WTAW in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, Got weather, sponsored by Ground Shuttle. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to Austin's airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
Clouds today. There'll be a couple of showers around. Temperatures are going to be somewhere between 60 and 65 during the afternoon. Cloudy and breezy tonight. We may see a couple of showers. Lows will fall back to about 45. Cloudy, breezy, chance of showers tomorrow. Highs will be 45 to 50. Maybe a shower or two tomorrow evening. Lows 35 to 40. During Thursday, it'll become partly sunny. Highs Thursday afternoon, 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie men's hoops is gearing up to take on number 8 Auburn tomorrow night. Coach Billy Kennedy at his weekly radio show right here on WTAW spoke a little bit about the matchup.
1, 2, and 3 score so many points for them, and they're Mustafa Heron and Bryce Brown are probably the best 2 and 3 in our league right now. Are they playing that way, especially offensively?
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach in talking about that matchup. Also hear a little bit from Coach Gary Blair for the women. And looking around the state anyway, some basketball and some hockey, as well as George Springer has inked a deal with the Houston Astros. All that more coming up in sports.
You know what? I forgot to even comment yesterday that the Rangers had signed Bartolo Colon.
Yeah, Big Sexy.
Who's, what is he, 58, 60? He's, how old is he
something
now?
Like that. I think he's about your age.
Yep,
if I'm,
that's it. Got about a 48-inch waist.
And has the
probably.
Same nickname.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Big,
yeah. Very nice. Thank you. Anyway, so yeah. We'll see.
He's that's, 44. He'll turn 45 in May.
Yeah, and that's probably his waist size, too.
Yeah.
And so that's so the Rangers clearly
good get.
They are working on doing whatever it
don't
takes.
Don't get me started. Well, don't even get me started.
Yep. Yep,
just piecing anyway. Together this ragtag team of crazy ragamuffins.
Well,
we'll see
I
how
know, but see if they do a great job, if they break through even to get to the playoffs, there's a book in there somewhere.
Yeah, probably.
Somebody could probably
bestseller.
Write a book about that. Yep. Yeah, the antics of the Rangers.
The rag muffins.
Yeah. The rag muffins, yeah. Rag-a-muffins.
Yesterday, of course, we talked about the game, and so we missed other stories that we'll have to catch up on today. Take that and then pile on top of it that Google, I don't know if you've heard of them, they've now analyzed YouTube searches from all over the world so that we can answer the burning question, what is the favorite Winter Olympic sport in every country in the world?
Oh, okay.
Because I know America is clamoring to know exactly what that would be.
Yeah, definitely.
Then also because we have the interweb that can help us find apparently the wildest bar in every state.
Oh, okay.
We'll get that for you today.
Wildest bar.
Yeah, that goes along with yesterday's study showing the two drinks, you know, takes all the toxins out of your brain.
Brainwashing.
Yeah. So if
or cleaning.
Right, if you're going to that too.
A little bit different.
So if you're going to do that, then you need to know exactly where you could
where you can go do it.
With mm-hmm. friends. That would be
in a wild atmosphere.
Sure, that would be
okay.
Fine. So we've got that. We have new words that have been added to the dictionary.
We'll oh, yeah.
That for you. And then according to...
it's a packed Tuesday.
It is.
I have three unusual stories from a large state in the center part of the country.
Okay.
That we're familiar with. And then, of course, we can always start with Florida.
Sure.
According to Lake City, Florida police, a man made a series of mistakes while robbing the bank in on Monday. According to the news release, 41-year-old Donald Towns walked out of the Renaissance Bank with $1,200 in cash yesterday morning after appearing to show a concealed firearm. Told him he had a gub. He told the bank employees that he would kill them if they called police.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, of course they did, but anyhow. He was arrested 36 minutes after the robbery, so almost a lifetime of freedom.
Right.
Police said that Mr. Towns said he wanted to open a bank account, and when asked to provide a driver's license to the manager, of course he did.
Mm. Which was, so he went to a new bank to open a bank account.
Photocopied. They took
okay.
a picture of his, you know, driver's
right.
license. Okay. Mr. Towns had given the bank manager a note that stated that he had a gub.
Oh, okay.
And police later discovered the note was written on the back of a medical discharge note, which also had
his
Mr.
name.
Towns' name.
Right, and information.
On it.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually located even a short distance from the bank, so it didn't make it that difficult. So, in other words, he goes in, he says, I've got a gun, and then apparently goes to somebody else in the bank and says he wants to open an account, and here's my driver license. Some shrewd police work there.
Man.
My thought is he got $1,200, though.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
Have to kind of wonder about the training of the bank employees if happened.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, it must be a really big bank that he could go to one part of it and try to hold it up and then go someplace else and open up an account.
Yeah, it's an interesting story.
Maybe, Globo Bank, there you go.
Maybe some inter-office communication would be helpful in the future if they want to look at the bank.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Save the date and join Hospice Brazos Valley on Saturday, February 17th for Hospice Happening 2018, a salute to those who serve. Join us in honoring veterans while supporting Hospice Brazos Valley. Enjoy dinner and dancing to music performed by Texas Unlimited Band. Try your luck at casino gaming tables and a silent auction. Experience an evening of fun at Brazos County Expo and support Hospice Brazos Valley's mission of providing quality end-of-life care to our community. For more information, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org. A salute to those who serve.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's the 6th of February, and it's Lame Duck Day. Lame Duck Day.
Okay.
This is kind of a political term, the whole idea that this person is about as effective as a lame duck. That's how we came up with the word.
So not very.
No,
okay.
Not very.
Like a lame duck president. Exactly. Just really doesn't do much of anything.
Yeah. It does celebrate the ratification of the 20th Amendment of U.S. America, our Constitution, that added to shorten the time that presidents, senators, and representatives spent in office after an election. During this time, especially if the representative was not reelected or no longer eligible to be reelected, they no longer have to, of course, concern themselves with what their voters want them to do. Let's go, what the heck?
Yep.
But the term did come from the 1700s when, again, a lame duck actually first was used to describe those stockbrokers who had gauged their investments badly and could no longer pay off their debts.
Okay.
They took that and then they moved it into the world of politics.
Gotcha.
So there we have that. Okay, this one's a lot easier. It's National Frozen Yogurt Day.
There we go, Froyo.
Just, you know, go do that, which is a thing.
Plenty of places.
Yeah, I know you think it's healthy, and in some ways it is.
But
then when you go in and you put all the toppings
on
it. And that's what costs more, too.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, most places do it by weight.
Yeah, exactly. So
you can put a little frozen yogurt.
Sure, exactly.
So and then, you know, all the cookies and syrups and fruit.
Syrups.
So you walk in with $4 going, and by the time you get to the end of the line, you're at 12.
Right.
But, I mean, look, the M&Ms looked so good.
So good.
They needed to be in there. All right. Got birthdays.
Birthdays.
One of my kiddos' birthdays is today.
Oh.
Jason, he's 30. He's 36.
He doesn't listen to the show, does he?
No.
Happy birthday.
He's in Lubbock, so yeah, 36.
Well, you know, Scott, you can listen to us anywhere, anytime.
In the world.
At RadioAguiLand.com.
In Lubbock. I don't know. They might have Radio Aguiland blocked in Lubbock.
Yeah. Well, no, he's a husband, he's a dad, he's a coach, so he's probably already doing things this morning at 6:19.
Gotcha.
But anyway, I love you if you're listening, but yeah, go.
Stuff going on. Birthdays. Other birthdays for today. Charlie Heaton's turned 24, plays Jonathan Byers on Stranger Things, for those of you who are fans of that show. Sure. Dominic Sherwood is turning 28, plays Jace on Shadowhunters, based on the Mortal Instruments book series.
Right.
Apparently, teen girls are real big fans of it. Dane DeHaan is turning 32. Mm-hmm. Metallica's Heroic Roadie and Metallica Through the Never.
Yeah.
You may also know him. He played Harry Osborn in The Amazing Spider-Man 2. So there you go.
Of course.
Chris Humphries is starting 33, former Mr. Kim Kardashian.
Yes, for all of like 2 months.
Yeah, he got waived in the final roster cut for the 76ers. He's not playing right now.
So what's he doing?
I don't know. I guess.
Probably living off hush money from
hanging out.
Dinner.
Yeah, thinking about what might have been.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
What could have been? Looking at Instagram pics, things like that. Crystal Reed turning 33, plays Sophia Falcone on Gotham. For that, she was Allison Argent on MTV's Teen Wolf. Alice Eve, she can act. She's turning 36. She's Out of My League, Men in Black 3, Star Trek Into Darkness. Rick Astley is turning 52 today.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you.
You just got Rickrolled.
You got Rickroll.
I don't think so.
Man.
You know what? The Macy's Thanksgiving Parade a couple of years ago, I think they had a float with him and he was singing it.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, his voice does not match his face for sure. He, at least when he came out with that song, it didn't.
Well, it's pretty amazing that if you have a one-hit wonder, that it really can go on and be part of pop culture for so. When did that song come out? Do you have any idea?
I want it the 80s. Okay, sometime in the 80s.
This thing's been rocking in society for 30 years.
Yeah.
I guess he's. I don't know if he's making money off of it or not.
I have. I'm sure he still is. Yeah, but it's become a thing. So he's turning 52 today.
Excuse me. Okay, and if he's performing somewhere, where in his set does he do that song?
Yeah. Because it's the only one people are going to sing to.
Because you're not, it's...
You don't want to start off with it. Can't start too strong. Can't wait till the end.
Which reminds me of, I went to a Toto concert here.
Oh yeah.
And when they've got a couple of songs, though. Hold the Line.
I know, but they played Africa, and the place emptied out when it was over.
I hate that song.
Wow,
well,
Chelsea.
You left before thinking, why do you hate that song?
Yeah, I just have, personal issues with that song.
Must have been her ex-boyfriend's favorite song.
No, I have a friend that is, every time we're anywhere, a bar, a club, they will go and convince the DJ or whoever to play that song.
Really?
And, and she knows how much I hate it. And last time we were somewhere with a jukebox, she paid to have that song played.
Oh, wow.
I just don't like it.
And again, they were very talented. They really, really were.
Yeah, nothing against Toto. I'm in a waiting room the other day, and it comes on.
Oh,
and I'm like, God, you got to be kidding me.
You have a panic attack?
I can't get away from it.
Get out of here.
Well, that helps me like it even more,
Zach.
Oh,
yeah, I bet. Yeah. I figured.
Right, you go ahead. I'll look up Rick and see if he's playing anywhere.
I did. The Camp Bestival 2018, Thursday, July 26th.
Oh.
And Sunday, July 29th. Yeah, that's upcoming concerts.
Yeah.
That's all I've got.
So so you've got plenty of time to book that wherever it happens to be, since it's in July and we're in February.
It's in East Lulworth, UK. So Lulworth Castle.
Wow. Okay.
Well, he's British.
So
there you go. Axl Rose is turning 56.
Hey.
We figured a little too early to play some Guns N' Roses for you this morning.
Right.
Richie McDonald, 56. He's a Lone Star lead singer. If you remember Lone Star, country band.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kathy Najimy is turning 61. Plays Wendy Keegan on Veep, was also one of the nuns on Sister Act, was one of the witches on Hocus Pocus, and Peggy Hill from King of the Hill. So there you go.
Yeah.
Fabian is turning 75 today.
A kiss of owls and chicks, so turn me loose.
Back in 1959. Maybe you were a big fan back in the day, Scott.
Probably
I don't
not.
Know.
No,
but anyways.
I mean, I knew who he was.
He's turning 75 today.
Yeah.
Tom Brokaw is turning 78 today.
Okay.
Mike Farrell turning 79. He played Captain B.J. Honeycutt on MASH. Those fans. And Rip Torn is turning 87 today.
Born in Cameron.
Yeah.
Went to A&M.
Yep.
Graduated from Texas.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
He's in Men in Black. Done a lot of, again, great name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Somebody was telling me they'd seen him interviewed on a show, and he was talking about, he was talking about some bar fight he had gotten into, and the guy said, how many years ago was that? He said, was about 2 weeks ago.
So, oh, jeez.
He's a bit of a
pugilist. He's still mixing it up, I guess.
87. 7.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. There you go. All right. 6:24.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
On Monday, House Intelligence Committee Chair Devin Nunes revealed some shocking news about committee Democrats. According to the chairman, Democratic members on the Intel Committee have leaked almost 100 stories to the media regarding the ongoing probe into so-called Russia meddling in the 2016 election. Daily Caller reports that Nunes said, quote, "We know that there have been almost 100 leaks that we believe have come from the Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee." Remember, a year ago, they claimed that they had more than circumstantial evidence of collusion. In other words, Trump colluding with Russia, and they have nothing. How convenient for Adam Schiff and his Democratic colleagues, just like Hillary Clinton. They seem to have forgotten the C. Well, that means classified. So are the Democrats going to leak their weak, phony rebuttal memo as well?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Blinds.com, you know they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. A friend of ours from Ohio writes, quote, Blinds.com is by far the most customer-friendly company. Now, the blinds were easy to install, and they look beautiful. The quality is excellent. So find out for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. And now through February the 15th, you go to Blinds.com/blinds, and you're guaranteed 20% off their already low prices. Blinds.com/blinds. Rules, restrictions apply.
People make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Whether you have a swimming pool or looking to build one, trust the Pool Guy. With a large professional staff, the Pool Guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all major manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the pool store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
So I went back to look up Rip Torn. He says he was born in Temple.
Oh, okay.
He's born where?
Temple instead of Cameron.
Yeah, instead of Cameron. I mean, they're close enough.
Well, but, and the hospital was probably in Temple.
Yeah, probably right. That's probably, yeah, like Scott and White.
Yeah.
You know, and so anyhow, he was in the Corps, of course, because he was at A&M.
But you said he graduated from Texas?
He did.
Okay.
Yep. He studied animal science because his dad was an agriculturalist and an economist.
Okay.
His cousin is Sissy Spacek.
Okay.
I knew that. Yeah. I actually knew that.
Yeah, who was from, you know, another
Quitman.
Small town. Yep, that's exactly right. And he was married to Geraldine Page for a while, and they had a daughter who's an actress. But,
okay.
But his real name, of course, not Rip, is Elmore Raul Tiger Torn.
Tiger Torn would have been amazing.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Yep, so there you
Junior.
Go. Yeah.
But I think Rip's probably better than Elmore in the acting world.
Yeah, graduated from Taylor High School.
Okay.
So that's, and again, just a bit of a, and he was on the Larry Sanders Show. I forgot about that when I was reading this on Wikipedia. He played like the showrunner on the Larry Sanders Show, if you happen to watch that. But anyway, great guy. Hope he has a story. I hope he acts up on his birthday, because he just seems like he'd be one of those kind of people who would do something like that.
87 seems like a good age for a throwdown.
Yep, sure.
Yep, exactly right. Okay, so recently an Ohio teen named Kelsey turned 13. Celebrate. She asked her mom if she could get some blonde highlights.
Okay.
Kelsey's mom said, sure, that'd be great. So mom and daughter head off to the salon. After a day of getting the look that she wants, she's really happy with her highlighted hair. Okay?
Okay.
In a post makeover photo, she posted on Facebook, Kelsey can be seen proudly smiling into the camera. Drops her off at her dad's house, where dad and stepmom see that the birthday girl has done that to her hair. They make her cut her hair off.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry?
Yes. They made her cut her hair. 13.
Was it that? Was it that bad with the highlights?
No. I mean, the picture I saw is just, you know.
No, he probably just didn't agree that a 13-year-old was getting her hair highlighted already. But is, I mean, could you file like child abuse?
You know, I don't know where that goes. I'm not exactly sure.
Harsh.
It would seem like it kind of, and they have pictures of. I mean, she's a really attractive young lady.
Yeah.
And, the fact that they would do that is
awful.
Really, yeah, kind of unfortunate. Made her, I mean, really chop her hair off.
What this really sounds like is an issue between mom and dad.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. I mean, when you see
and
the picture,
poor kids getting stuck in the middle.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to say this, but it basically looks like a boy's haircut.
Oh, yeah. Poor thing. Yep. So, and 13, what a heartache.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, as Keanu Reeves said, you need a license to drive, but any SOB can be a parent, right? Mm. Okay, about a minute before we'll do the Dow Jones report. First, some weather. You know, I haven't mentioned this, and I should have. It's kind of foggy outside this morning, so it may take you a few extra minutes to get there. The fog's just kind of starting to descend to the ground, so watch for that. Today, we'll get up to maybe 57, 58, something like that. Winds will be out of the northwest about 5 miles an hour. And it was really kind of just starting to rain as opposed to drizzle as I was coming into the station. So 60% chance of some precipitation today, 70% chance tonight, and then 60% tomorrow. And tomorrow's just not going to be a very pleasant day. High temperature is going to be about 44. That's the high, with north winds at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Now, we won't have a freeze, but understand it's going to be 44 tomorrow, and then, of course, by Saturday, we'll be at almost 70 because it's Texas, and that's just kind of the way things go. Anyhow, winds out of the northeast right now at about 10 miles an hour, and again, a little fog, a little mist, kind of just depending on where you are. And again, a low temperature tonight of 44, so enjoy that. All right, see if the Dow Jones report seems to be ready for us. Ah, yes, here she is. All right, then we'll have the news.
Jennifer Kishinko with your money now. The stock market ended a wild day with its biggest drop in 6.5 years as the Dow Industrials briefly plunged nearly 1,600 points yesterday. The index ended down 1,175, its biggest point drop of all time and its worst percentage decline since August 2011. A market rout that began Friday because of worries over inflation and higher interest rates deepened, erasing the gains the market accumulated in the first few weeks of the year. Art Cashin of UBS Financial Services says this comes as no surprise.
A week ago, people were talking about the market being so far ahead of itself on the upside that it needed a correction. Now that we're getting one, everybody is astounded by it.
Asian and European markets are also selling off today. It's almost showtime for SpaceX's big new rocket with a cherry red sports car on top. The Falcon Heavy rocket is poised to blast off this afternoon from Florida's Kennedy Space Station. Once it soars, it will become the world's most powerful rocket in use today. And that's your money now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 51 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. 6 months ahead of schedule, the Edge Community Center northeast of Bryan will pay off its overdue back taxes, penalties, and attorney fees. That's after last Saturday's return of the center's political rally, potluck, and dessert auction. The center's secretary, Dee Dee Bright, says the top seller at the dessert auction was a pecan pie that went for $720. The board also thanked the candidates who have speeches and answered questions. The center's new board learned last August that the property lost its tax-exempt status in 2011, and there was an overdue bill of more than $7,500. In addition to this week's payoff, which according to state law cannot be changed, the center's board was working to reinstate the tax-exempt status.
Bryan school board members were cheered by administrators yesterday following a vote to add 10 more educators.
I move to approve the behavioral management plan as presented by the Culture and Climate Task Force.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The board agreed to hire 10 campus specialists to help teachers with behavior management issues. Bryan ISD's Director of Professional Development, Kelly Norgaard, says building principals will request the additional assistance.
Maybe there's a couple kiddos in her third period that are the ones that she just cannot connect with. Their behavior is impeding learning, so maybe we need to have a student observation. Maybe we need an outside person to come in and give us some real data and some real feedback on why are these kids' behaviors getting in the way of this teacher being successful.
It's one of multiple recommendations presented to school board members yesterday by Discipline Task Force. One of the task force members, board member Felicia Benford, says discipline problems are more at the elementary and middle schools.
And if we don't catch a hold of that now, we're going to be paying in the long run. And, you know, and I always said the same thing. I said, oh, God, that's a lot of money. Dave's going to die.
The estimated cost of the 10 educators who will start working with teachers next fall is nearly $700,000. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
International commercial corporations with a presence in the Twin Cities have made news. Arby's has completed its more than $2 billion deal to buy Buffalo Wild Wings and created a new company named Inspire Brands that will run the chains. In another $2 billion transaction, Kroger Corporation has announced selling most of its convenience stores to a privately owned British corporation. The sale to EG Group does not include Kroger's convenience store in College Station or the gas station in front of the Bryan store. The group planning a high-speed rail line between Dallas and Houston chooses a site for its Houston station. Texas Central Partners wants to build the terminal for its proposed bullet train at Houston's Northwest Mall, which has been closed for nearly a year. Last month, TCP announced terminal locations serving the Brazos Valley at Roan's Prairie and in Dallas near the city's convention center. And a reminder, tonight is the last of the Federal Railroad Administration's public hearings in the Brazos Valley on TCP's draft environmental review. Tonight's hearing is at Navasota Middle School from 6 until 10. For the second straight week, the Brazos County Sheriff presented an update on new equipment. At last week's County Commission's meeting, Chris Kirk showed how new vests with ceramic plates will protect 130 officers from his department, all the constables, and those working for the county and district attorney's offices.
What's the weight of that vest with the plates?
We're not going to wear them for walk across Texas, I can promise you.
10, 12 pounds.
Yes.
Kirk says the new vest, which will stop rifle bullets, will not be worn all the time, but officers will have access when they're needed. The demonstration of the new vests followed a formal rollout of new data and video technology. Investigators at the Madison County Sheriff's Office believe the reported theft of a vacation home may involve a repossession. KTRK Television reports a Houston couple say their one-bedroom, one-bathroom prefabricated cabin was removed from their land near Madisonville sometime between last Friday and last November. Deputies have served financial-related civil papers on the previous owner. Investigators are seeking that person amid concerns that the home was repossessed and not stolen. A Montgomery County District Judge has sentenced a man to four consecutive life terms for filming the rape of a three-month-old child. A jury found 38-year-old David Akins Jr. of Plantersville guilty of four counts of aggravated sexual assault of a child. Then Akins opted to have the judge impose punishment. After several other victims testified that Akins had raped or assaulted them when they were as young as three, the judge sentenced Akins to four life sentences to run consecutively and without the eligibility of parole. And for the third time, Governor Abbott has endorsed a primary candidate for a state office who is not the incumbent. Yesterday, Abbott endorsed Chris Fales, who is the primary challenger to Representative Lyle Larson of San Antonio. Larson has angered Abbott in the past by backing an unsuccessful proposal prohibiting the governor from appointing large campaign donors to state positions. Larson has also championed stalled bills on term limits. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 51 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news, it's brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 46. Eating raw garlic prevents the flu. Sounds like good advice, but is it really? CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same or next day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Does garlic boost your immunity? Unmask the whole truth at illadvice.org. And if you're feeling under the weather, schedule an appointment at CHI St. Joseph Health today.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com. Today.
This is Chad Jones with Chad Jones Law. I've been working out at Brazos Valley MMA and Fitness for about a year now, and I love it. It's unlike any gym I've been to before. There are weights, of course, but the cool parts are the classes and trainers. The focus at BV MMA is getting you as fit as you have ever been by working with trainers who genuinely care about you. My favorite part is the boxing. Talk about a workout. Putting on the gloves and getting in the cage is a rush I can only get at BV MMA.
To learn more about private lessons, visit BVMMA.com. That's BVMMA.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 640. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call your nationwide agent today, Mike Kilgore, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Cloudiness will be with us throughout the day. A shower or two a possibility at any time. Temperatures somewhere between 60 and 65 later today. Cloudy and breezy tonight. A few showers, maybe a passing thunderstorm, 45. Cloudy, breezy, cooler tomorrow with a chance of a shower, only 45 to 50. Tomorrow night, the showers end, lows 35 to 40. It'll turn partly sunny on Thursday, with highs somewhere between 55 and 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it's starting to come down to the wire in both Aggie men's and women's basketball's regular seasons. Coach Gary Blair at his weekly radio show last night right here on WTAW was asked what the outlook looks like for the Aggie schedule.
We've got three teams, Arkansas, Florida, and Mississippi, that we're supposed to win those ball games. Two of them are at home. But we got LSU on the road, we've got Mississippi State on the road, and we got Missouri at home. Those are going to be all top 25 matchups.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up as he breaks down those, as well as looking at the NBA from last night. The Mavericks were in action, and the Dallas Stars also in action. We'll cover that and more coming up in sports.
You know, I don't want to belabor the point, but Rob says it's going to be between 60 and 65 today.
And okay. It's already, what, 52? Yeah, or it was earlier?
I can't find any place where it's going to even get to 60 today.
Right. I was going to say my weather forecast that I have says only a high near 58.
And it's going to be 38 tonight.
It's going to be cold tomorrow. It's going to be a high near 44.
What's it
tomorrow?
Doing being cold in February?
Right. Tomorrow is going to be the most epic nap day if you have a chance to do that.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Tomorrow is going to be rainy and very cold.
Okay, so she's setting herself up already.
Yeah, she's psyching herself up for that Netflix and chill.
Yeah. Do you have something important you're supposed to do and you're going to sleep it away? Or
no, okay. I have nothing.
All right, you are set up.
I am carved. Right. Nap time. You know, Tuesdays is when I go visit with Coach Blair, right. So it's usually hard to squeeze in a nap on Tuesdays.
Yep.
Yesterday, I was good. I stayed up. I did some chores and laundry and other things.
I stayed up.
Wednesday is like prime.
Okay.
And don't even try because I put my phone on Do Not Disturb. Yeah. So
you won't be able to bother me.
Nope.
Power nap.
Yep. If you're trying to get a hold of Chelsea on Wednesday afternoon, it's just not going to happen.
I got you. Anyway, we'll get a little sunshine back on Thursday. But it's going to be 44 on Thursday night. I mean, just
– yeah.
And
it's February, guys. It's still winter.
You're right. It is. And looking, most of the any showers are really light,
okay.
But they're east of the of Highway 6 pretty much and over into that part of East Texas. But
oh, can hear those.
I know.
That's that high-definition microphone
broadcasting
that we have here. So, oh, I don't know. Let me see. The president was in Ohio yesterday. Oh, the
Ohio.
Yeah, and he was talking. He used the word traitor. Yeah,
oh.
Treasonous.
Oh, treasonous.
Yeah.
Treasonous.
And it was on the Fox News this morning. So, okay. Treasonous, is that good? Can we use that? I'm going, just stop it.
Yeah.
Anyway, So he said yesterday, the House Intelligence Committee voted yesterday to release the Democrats' memo, which is good. They need to do that because they got the Republican out there. The Democrat needs to be out there, too. You had this story this morning. The governor is getting kind of pugnacious
yes.
here.
Yes, yeah. Endorsing some non-incumbents.
Yeah, so third one.
Yeah, and with the last name out. Fails, I'm just not really sure how that works.
You may need some help with that.
Yeah, but...
all right, and today, I guess because Congress is... They have made the biggest deal out of this Hawaiian alert situation.
Oh, right.
Now, granted,
where everyone thought they were going to die.
Right.
Yeah.
We weren't there, okay, so it doesn't really affect us, but... This has become such a deal that they're having congressional hearings on it, and the guy, if you will, has come out with a statement.
Like the guy who pressed the button?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Jeffrey Wong.
Jeffrey.
He's had to comment on this because apparently it's ruined his life.
Well, yeah.
Ruined it.
Right. Here's Jeffrey.
It had an effect on me because after the false alert went out, there was news stories in the media, and my photograph that was taken during a previous interview done here at the state EOC found its way to social media, and people began to assume, insinuate that I was the person responsible for the false alert.
Yeah,
Were you, Jeffrey?
Well, and that's and that reminds you of the three rules from Homer Simpson.
Of course, that
get you through life.
Right.
Number one, cover me. number two, good idea, boss. And number three, it was like this when I got here.
It was like this when I got here.
Those are the three. And I think if Jeffrey would just go with, it was like this when I got here, then everything would just be fine.
Yeah, that covers it.
It does. So in the meantime, and they're going to have, again, congressional hearings on this today so that they can talk about that. Oh, wait, and we're supposed to have a government shutdown again.
House Republicans met last night to discuss plans for funding the government. Sources tell Fox they are considering a six-week extension. Last month, Democrats forced a government shutdown over DACA, a program that protects young people brought to this country illegally by their parents. President Trump set a deadline of March 5th for Congress to act on that matter. Senators John McCain and Chris Coons have presented a bipartisan immigration plan to address that. But here's the problem. The White House rejects the current plan because it fails to end chain migration and the diversity visa program, and it does not provide funding for building the border wall the president wants.
We want a wall. We got to have a wall.
But Mexico is going to pay for it.
Yeah, well, he said that just to get elected.
Said a lot of things.
He did say
He said lots of... still says lots of stuff.
True.
So there we go. That's the big deal, and we'll talk to the congressman tomorrow, I think, about that kind of stuff and maybe other things. All right, 647.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
A gentleman called my gardening talk show not too long ago. He presented a question I don't remember ever answering in years of doing radio. He said, Neil, I'm just wondering what your thinking process is in choosing the best perennials for a landscape. He said his neighborhood group was trying to establish consistency of appearance from one garden to the next, and he said that they needed to be fairly low-maintenance plantings. I'll tell you what I said to him right after this message. Get your new gardening year off to a great start with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. You can order by calling 800-752-GROW during the week or from neilsperry.com anytime 24/7. That's neilsperry.com. Remember, this newest book of mine is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. If you go into stores stores or on Amazon, that's the book you're going to be getting. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed, only $31.95 plus tax and postage, satisfaction guaranteed. Again, 800-752-4769 or order at neilsperry.com. I'm sure every landscape designer and nurseryman has his or her own personal set of criteria and a sequence by which they're put in place in choosing plants. I don't pretend that I have the only right answer, but I have mind steps that I take when choosing perennial plants I'm going to use in my own gardens. First and foremost, the plant has to be adapted to the place where I'm going to be using it, to my climate, actually to my soils, although I can amend the soils a little bit, to the exposure it's going to get, the sun or the shade. And while we're talking about climate and temperature, I still use the old USDA hardiness zone map. I'm in an area where we're kind of on the boundary line, and I still prefer to think of us as being a little bit colder. That way I have that extra protection. The second consideration is a perennial's color. I try to have a color scheme in my gardens, so it's important that all of my players work well together. The last thing I want is one bright yellow flower popping out of a bed of otherwise lavender, pale pink, and white blossoms. Tying right in with the plant's color is the timing of its bloom. Most perennials flower for 2 or 3 weeks, and then they shut down for another year. You have to have a constant sequence of blooms month after month to keep the garden interesting at all seasons. The best way to incorporate colors and bloom times is to have a 52-week calendar, determine what your spring color scheme might be, and then one for the summer, a third for the fall. Might be cheerful pastels for the spring, cooling blues and purples in the summer, and rich fall hues in autumn. Then you want to accumulate all the plants that bloom in those colors and at those seasons. That's about the time at which I'd begin to think about each plant's mature size and growth form and texture. I want to use the tall plants in the back of my perennial garden. I want to use coarse textured plants kind of scattered throughout the plantings. And I want to know about the growth form. Is it arching? Is it bolt upright? How does it grow? The secret in successful perennial plantings is to have something colorful at all seasons. Those little pockets of color will migrate around as the weeks progress. Tying it all together, I include several evergreen shrubs as the bones of the garden. Just because a garden features primarily perennials, that doesn't mean that you can't use annuals. They really can become the unifying effect of the whole garden. Most perennials perform best in full or nearly full sun. You need to talk to your nurseryman about making the best choices. I'm Neil Sperry. The horticultural facts as I see them in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:51. The AP Top 25 basketball polls were released yesterday. Villanova remains number one for the men, followed by Virginia, Purdue, Michigan State, and Xavier. Auburn is the highest-ranked SEC team at number eight. Now the Tigers will host Texas A&M tomorrow night, and Coach Billy Kennedy was asked about the matchup at his weekly radio show yesterday.
1, 2, and 3 score so many points for them, and they're Mustafa Heron and Bryce Brown are probably the best 2 and 3 in our league right now, or they're playing that way, especially offensively. And Jared Harp is one of the better point guards in our league.
Tip-off between the Aggies and Tigers is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock with broadcast right here on WTAW and RadioAggieland.com. On the women's side of the court, UConn is in the top spot with Mississippi State, Baylor, Louisville, and Notre Dame rounding out the top five. Texas A&M remains put in number 14, and with only 6 games left in the regular season, Coach Gary Blair says the Aggs have their work cut out for them.
And what we have to do to finish in the top four, we've got 3 teams, Arkansas, Florida, and Mississippi, that we're supposed to win those ball games. 2 of them are at home. But we got LSU on the road, we've got Mississippi State on the road, and we got Missouri at home. Those are going to be all top 25 matchups. We have to win 2 out of those 3.
Coach and the ladies are set to host Ole Miss this Thursday night at Reed Arena. Texas A&M sophomore Braden Shoemake has been named to the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association preseason All-America First Team as a shortstop. Shoemake makes the move from second base to shortstop this offseason after batting .328 with 11 homers, 69 RBI, and 11 stolen bases as a freshman. Texas A&M freshman diver Curtis Matthews has been named Australia's Commonwealth Games roster and will compete in the prestigious international event in his home country in early April. Matthews from Brisbane, Queensland, Australia, will see action in the 1 and 3 meter springboard and the 3 meter synchro in the Commonwealth Games, which are contested every 4 years and comprised of competitors from the Commonwealth of Nations. Danilo Gallinari had 28 points, including the go-ahead free throws with 24 seconds left, and the LA Clippers scored the last 13 points of the game to rally past the Dallas Mavericks last night 104-101. Now, one bright spot for Dallas was forward Dirk Nowitzki, who became the sixth player in NBA history to reach 50,000 career minutes. Here's Mavs head coach Rick Carlisle.
I can't even begin to fathom what it would be like to accomplish that feat. It's so far removed from the realm of possibility from my perspective that I'm just in awe of it.
The 39-year-old Nowitzki also ranks sixth all-time in points scored. Now, Dallas will have tonight off, but the Houston Rockets are back in action as they pay a visit to the Brooklyn Nets at 6:30. Out on the ice, Martin Hanzel found the net on a power play in the third period, and the Dallas Stars edged the New York Rangers last night 2-1.
This game was really good for us because we had to go a little bit deeper than we have here in the last couple of games, and we dug deep to get it.
The Stars coach Ken Hitchcock after the victory. Tyler Seguin scored the other goal for Dallas as it improves to 31-19-4 on the year. World Series MVP George Springer and the Houston Astros avoided salary arbitration by agreeing to a 2-year, $24 million contract. Springer gets $12 million annually under the new deal and will be eligible for arbitration again after the 2019 season. The 28-year-old batted .283 with 34 homers and 85 RBI in 2017, his fourth major league season. And in some offseason football news, the New England Patriots defensive coordinator Matt Patricia has been hired as the new head coach of the Detroit Lions. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush is a conservative who's fighting for Texas. And that means he's fighting for you. He campaigned for Donald Trump in 2016 and supports the Trump agenda in Texas. He took on the Obama administration over its attempt to illegally take private Texas property and stopped Obama from stealing our land. George P. Bush is fighting to save the Alamo for generations to come, fighting to give our veterans the support they need, fighting to reduce the size of government, fighting to improve our schools, and fighting to create more jobs and growth in Texas. Commissioner George P. Bush is a real conservative. He's pro-life, pro-gun, pro-traditional values, and he's the only true conservative in this race. Texas Commissioner George P. Bush, your commissioner, your conservative.
Political ad paid for by George P. Bush campaign.
The moment you start up a Toyota Tundra or Tacoma, you become part of a whole secret society full of folks who crave life beyond the civilized world, who climb mountains simply because they're there, who howl with wolves, wrestle largemouth bass, and camp out under stars that you never get to see in the city. And when they've had their fill of the great outdoors, they simply turn their trucks around and head back to so-called civilization. If you know what we're talking about, you're in. The virtually indestructible new 2018 Toyota Tundra and Tacoma, equipped with Toyota Safety Sense Standard.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing on a Toyota Tundra or Tacoma. Hurry in today. Toyota, let's go places. Drivers should always be responsible for their own safe driving. Depending on the conditions of the roads, vehicles, weather, etc., the systems may not work as intended. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and 22818.
Hi, this is Dennis Kubetska from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do.
It's time for your spring battery maintenance. Not just the battery in your car or truck, remember your RV, boat, ATV, motorcycle, and lawn equipment too. At Interstate Batteries, we're the experts in all of them. We can do a free battery test to determine if you need a new battery, a recharge, or if there's something else that might need attention. Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan. Or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
About a minute till, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Jennifer Lawrence hijacked a plane's intercom on Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, wow.
To start an Eagles chant.
Oh,
did you hear
nice.
Anything about
sounds
that?
About right.
All right, here we go.
Everybody, this is not the pilot speaking. This is Jennifer Lawrence. It's February 4th. It's Super Bowl Sunday. We all know what that means. Can I please just get a fly, Eagles, fly? Fly, Eagles, fly!
That's awesome.
Fly, Eagles, fly! Yeah. Fly, Eagles,
well, because she was
fly.
Also in Silver Linings Playbook with Bradley Cooper.
And her, and her and Coop are her buddies.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, and add Bridget Moynihan's name to the ever-growing list of Philadelphia Eagles fans.
Oh, yeah.
She's on Blue Bloods, and she mothered a child with Tom Brady, who's now 10 years old.
Yes.
Correct.
Yep. Nick Foles is having an amazing game, she said. And I didn't realize this. Apparently, Tom ran off the field without congratulating Nick on the game.
Oh, I didn't realize that either.
Scandalous.
That's not very nice.
No, it's not.
And as you think about it, yeah, he was just rather sullen as he was leaving the field.
He was crying.
He was sad.
7 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.